Landon Edmonds woke to the sound of his phone vibrating against the decades-old dresser. For a moment, he wasn't sure where he was. The sun slanted through the window in the wrong spot. He sat up, the familiar gray walls of his cabin coming into focus.
"Not in Peach Valley anymore," he muttered as he reached for his cell.
He'd taken a couple of weeks to get out of Montana before the summer planting started. Sure, Jace needed him here all the time, as evidenced by the text on Landon's phone.
"Need you at my place in 15 minutes. Doable?"
Of course it was doable, whether Landon wanted to show his face around the ranch or not. He hadn't been able to escape his best friend's all-seeing eye, though he supposed he wouldn't want any less from the foreman at Horseshoe Home. But Landon didn't want Jace's scrutiny any more than he wanted his sister, and Jace's wife, to set him up with every able-bodied person with an X chromosome. He was done with women, and his trip to Peach Valley had only solidified that decision.
"Doable,"
he sent back to Jace and heaved himself out of bed. He wasn't supposed to work today either, but when Jace called, Landon answered. That road went both ways, as Landon had leaned on Jace's strength for most of this past year. And before that, Landon had helped Jace through a hard time after his fiancée abandoned him on his wedding day. Grateful for good friends, Landon splashed water on his face and brushed his teeth. His phone chimed again, and he recoiled from a text from another cowboy about the first dance of the summer. Landon used to lead the boys down the canyon to the valley dances. Cowboys were popular, and he'd never had to scrounge for a partner. But he didn't want partners anymore. Not after Lauren had chosen him 3 years ago. Not after they dated for a year. Not after she decided another cowboy intrigued her more. Not after he found them kissing behind the barn. They'd both left Montana now, thank goodness. For a while there, Landon had considered leaving the ranching business altogether. But he didn't have much else to do in his life. He loved ranching the same way he'd loved the rodeo. But he couldn't return to that career. The injury to his left leg prevented him from riding bulls ever again. He had been considering leaving Horseshoe Home. He and Jace had been looking at ranches all over the western United States, researching the cost to buy one, the time needed to move, to prepare the ranch, to get the best cowhands. Not that Jace was going to leave, but he'd done everything to support Landon.
"Not going to the dance,"
Landon texted back to his friend. No reason, no excuse, just not going. Hopefully, Caleb wouldn't press the issue. Landon combed his hair and threw on a pair of jeans and a short-sleeved shirt in black and white plaid. He'd gotten a new hat from his friend in Peach Valley, and he mashed the black hat over his blonde hair and headed out the door. The first week of June in Montana sported an endless blue sky, and the temperatures Landon wished would stick for the whole year. He took a deep breath of the fresh mountain air, glad to be back in Big Sky country. His jaunt to Wyoming had been welcome, cleansing, but he'd realized he didn't want to move there. Sure, Jackson and Maya were wonderful and accommodating. It had been good to see his old friend from the rodeo, Jackson's brother, Blaze. But Landon had realized on his two-week hiatus that he loved Montana, had been born and raised here. But as he climbed the steps to Jace's front door, he still wasn't quite sure what he wanted. He knocked at the same time he opened the door.
"Morning,"
he called, closing the door behind him. Jace rose from an armchair at the same time Belle and a dark-haired woman twisted from their position on the couch to look at him. Belle sprang to her feet, her face showing much more emotion than Jace's. Landon cataloged the fear, the nerves, and the hope in his sister's face before turning his attention to his best friend and boss.